What happens when the internet goes crazy and everybody is willing to die, do whatever for clout? On Talking Greasy.
This episode is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/greasy. There you'll have access to over 180,000 titles right from your smartphone.
Yo, 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 it's your man Daronna Dunn, and we are Talking Greasy.
Diamonds on fleek, bitch, ain't talking about heat. Put it on, screw, spread out, screw, spread out, screw.
Hey, we back. Another week of Talking Greasy in the building, man. It is a damn full house because we got an event today. We're going to start from our left. Hey, let them know.
Hey, what's up with it, y'all? This is EJ, and I am one half of It's Better This Way podcast.
Hey, what's up with it, everybody? This is TJ, the other half of the It's Better This Way podcast.
And this is Tan from Hear You Podcast.
This is B from Hear You Podcast.
This is Hype 130, the Trinity from the OLF podcast.
And this is April Danielle from Talking Greasy. And I want to thank y'all for this super episode.
Thank you. I was good times. Thank you.
Yes, thank
you. Thank y'all for having me. Showing me the Southern hospitality.
Billy in the house.
No doubt.
Hey, man, but let's get into the question of the week.
Question of the week is,
why do people get so crazy on the internet? Like, what is it about the internet that just bring everybody's look at me type factor? Because it's low-key scary because we're going to talk about it later, but people taking shit off the shelves, people, you know, doing the knockout game, people doing crime on the internet. What do you think the average person gets out of that? Because it can't be money, I mean, or...
So why are they doing it? I think they think it's going to translate into money. Like going viral is going to turn into followers, and in some way, somehow, they'll be able to capitalize off that. Like the dude that got into it with Lil Baby in the Louis Vuitton store.
Yeah.
Like shortly after his video went viral, he started posting his music. And like dropped a whole tape.
And he got about 30 more thousand followers. Yep. So yeah, it kind of makes sense. Hell, even OJ got 600 followers. As soon as he got out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you think about you in Philly, so that's a whole nother environment. Are they wild out there for the internet, or are they kind of
people just do dumb shit these days? That's just pretty much what it is.
For real.
Mm-hmm. Like people do shit just for likes, for comments, and for, like you said, for the clout.
Yeah,
they're not doing tangible shit that matters or trying to do shit that's important. They just trying to get you to get to 100 likes or to get to 1,000 views, so they can say I'm popping. Then you can buy a couple followers on Instagram and really look like you popping.
Right. I mean, but ain't you? I mean, is the new generation of folks that lame, though?
Yes.
I can't.
You say yes.
I'm not going to say
I got to give them more credit than that. Come on, bro.
I don't want to sound like the old person, like, you damn kids. Like, we all had our time and shit. But I think, the thing is, like, all it takes is one video.
Yep.
It takes one video, and then you popping. Like, all it takes is one look, one notice, somebody to repost you, and that's it. So, I don't want to be the old.
I mean, that's only because times has changed, man. So I mean, we wasn't doing all that shit. Well, you know what? We were doing that shit,
but it wasn't no camera around.
It wasn't available like how it was now. How it is now. So
thank God, because
nigga be in jail,
man.
Right.
One reason everybody doing it though is because it actually works.
Exactly.
It don't though, because you think about the amount of dumb shit that you see on the internet to see five people pop from it, but you could go through your whole timeline and see 1,000 people doing some goofy shit. Let me just jump off. Let's do the jump off the roof challenge. Chicago niggas was doing RP. The niggas in Chicago was doing the...
Stay Strap?
Yeah.
Yeah, a challenge.
Niggas whipping out the gas station. Nigga, you ain't got your joint on?
Oh, you know, I catch you lacking.
Really?
Yeah. The lacking.
No lacking. Yeah,
I ain't seen that one. It's that one.
Well, I know for a fact that would never happen in Texas. We got too many guns for that.
You gonna see it. You ain't gonna say where your strap at. It's on the hill.
I missed that one. Shit. And what's the new one? The bottle cap one?
And we're gonna get into this into the main topic. But have you noticed, like, gay is popping on the internet now. Right. Like, if you, like, it's,
wait,
like,
a minute,
it's
what
a
do you mean gay is popping?
Gay is popping.
Like everybody is coming out of the closet, like, I'm gay now. I'm like, okay, bro.
Are you talking about because a little Nas X or whatever?
I don't know why anybody.
They do got horses in the back.
Why are y'all surprised? Why is anybody surprised?
You're saving that one.
Right. Yeah, why are y'all surprised?
He's the only person recently that's come out. So I don't know what you mean about gay is popping. One, we just had Gay Pride Month, so that's why. Maybe.
Oh, damn, you took it
gay
off
Pride
my mouth.
Yeah, Gay Pride Month was June, so that's one of the reasons.
You know what? I hated that shit, too. Because everybody had the gay flag symbol. And we know for a fact, like, Chick-fil-A had the gay flag symbol. I was like, nigga, y'all know for a fact.
Right, we know that you ain't going with it. Right.
You gotta be with it. Like, they make you be with it even if you're against it. So you have no choice. Because if Chick-fil-A, we already know that they're Christians or whatever.
Yeah, close on Sunday.
And if they are against the LGBT, then it's a wrap. Like, they lose so much business. So
no, they don't.
They've already publicly said that.
Habitually.
Number threes. Mm-hmm.
We got a whole section in the city downtown where they got the rainbow shit on the pole, like on the street.
We do too. The gayborhood.
We got one of them too.
But my thing is, if I was gay, I wouldn't, like, don't just celebrate me once a month and have
like
rainbow
Black
stuff.
History Month.
That's what I'm saying.
I was gonna say the same thing. We only got a month.
But we the ones that have to push Black History Month.
I feel like we can't be mad at the gays because they show up in numbers and they support each other to that level and they make themselves known.
You know what? I wouldn't even say gays. I would say white gays.
Oh, the white gays be the main ones.
My problem is putting all this shit on TV. Why is every TV show somebody gotta be gay?
Because
there's heterosexual relationships on TV too, though.
Frozen.
Why one of the little characters in Frozen gotta be gay?
No,
wait, who's gay in Frozen?
But it was so ambiguous. It wasn't just in your face. It wasn't like Mr. Radburn. Hey, let me go get this enema real quick, or let me go get some. condoms real
quick.
Talking
about from Arthur.
Yeah, it was right. Yeah.
The thing is, inclusion is important for everybody. Yes. How long has it been since we had Black shows like we used to in the 90s? Like everyone wants to see themselves represented. Exactly. So why can't there be gay couples?
You know what? I hate that.
I don't have a problem with my bad. I ain't mean to cut you off. I don't have a problem with you having your own thing. But like EJ just said, don't demean me because I'm not with it. Just because I say, oh, no, I'm not with it, now I'm blackballed, cut out of every fucking thing just because I'm not with the shit that you with. You know what I'm
saying? They force you to do it, man.
But I'm not going, well, fuck you, and you got to be over there. Like,
listen, no shade to the gay community. Take a lesson from Black people. You're never going to get accepted. Flat out. Unless you got money,
I feel like gays will be accepted before Black people will.
You get your area, copy that. And that's the end of the conversation.
No, I think gays will be accepted before Black people will be accepted.
Understand. Gay white people.
Like, gay, white gay.
Because Black gay people, they still
Black. Yeah. I'm ostracized.
Can you say that word again?
Ostracized.
That's, I'm going to work on that one.
like aim of culture.
Hey, man.
We'll hear that one next week.
Hey, man, we about to take a quick break, and we're going to hop into the main topic. Why does everybody want to be the next internet star? What are we willing to do for clout? And how much worth is it to actually be a star on Talking Greasy?
Y'all niggas is lying.
It's time to talk that shit.
Okay, we back on Talking Greasy, and we got to talk about this clout culture and why it's getting so crazy. But before we even get started in that, everybody seen the video with people eating the ice cream and all that.
Yeah.
Do you really feel like they should get sent to jail for that?
That's a real crime, though.
Yeah, what I mean, niggas eating ice cream going to jail?
They're licking the ice cream and then putting it back. Well, one girl did it. She licked the ice cream, the Bluebell.
No, plenty of niggas did it.
Yeah,
right, but one gets hurt.
Also, it's plenty of people doing it now.
Yeah, and matter of fact, there was even this I think this gay white dude, took
the mouthwash.
And
spit it back in there.
But I don't think people realize, like, that's product tampering. Like, that's a whole law after that one dude. Remember the dude that killed everybody with the Tylenol?
Yeah.
Nah, explain that.
There was a dude, like, I think it may have been in the 90s. He was, like, tampering with Tylenol and killed, I can't even remember how many people.
I remember that.
And so there's, like, a whole law. Like, that's product tampering. Mm-hmm. You can't go into the grocery store and just play around with food and then leave it there for somebody to buy it.
Because, really, one, if you're sick, right,
Well, one, it's a felony to tamper with food anyway. Yeah. And then if you're sick and you get other people sick, that's another felony.
Like, I mean, but who's getting mouthwash without the rapper being on there?
You'd be surprised.
You never know. People just go into the store and just grab something.
You know, honestly, in a rush. I have bought like a water bottle before and opened it and realized the seal was broken on it. Like, I bought stuff before that I realized the seal's broken on it. I can't take this. I'm going to take it back.
Exactly.
Because people just picking up stuff. You're not thinking, somebody opened my mouth.
And also, I agree they should have jail time. I don't know about 20 years.
20 years is excessive. No,
they need some kind of, because they're not going to stop until they get jail time. I mean, they're not going to stop. If we give them a slap on the wrist, they're going to keep doing it.
You can do a little 9 months for licking a little ice.
Man, hell no.
We don't need you doing
guns. Right, exactly.
They're going to be licking a lot more.
I know niggas doing a
gun. I hope not. I hope nobody can make it past 9 months.
And lick some in 9 months. You can't hold up for 9 months, nigga. Nine months you over there getting bent over?
9 months you only in the county. They ain't gonna send you upstate for that.
Nah, in Texas
in Texas you get the maximum for anything.
Oh damn, my bad.
I'm saying you
shoulders
get
down, right?
Whatever.
It's one of them.
Man, I mean, okay. Let's try to make sense out of this craziness. What sense does that make? Because, again, you're about to get a felony, so you ain't getting no... You might get clout, but whatever popping or fame you got, you're going to have to use for a lawyer. Mm-hmm. I mean, let me ask you something, and let's keep it real. We all doing podcasts, and we all got to brand our name out there a little bit.
Right.
I mean, how far are you willing to go for a little exposure?
I mean, my second little
jail time.
Nice, like a little bit.
We're going to need a group effort over here.
Hell no.
I like to do it.
Y'all nothing to pass my best friend out the room.
I heard you on another podcast. I really like. Oh, do you now?
It's always better when they like doing it.
It's always better when you like it.
I'm the one. I moan when I do it.
Yes. Oh, you got the passion in your eyes.
You say you moan when you do it?
Look at
I like it.
Now, when a girl give me head, I make her do a nursery rhyme.
What? You got to talk with it in your mouth. You got to talk with it in your mouth.
And we got the humming.
The lavender.
We got the humming champion here in the building.
Well, all I said was I was in humming competitions.
When I'm getting ate out, I like a man to hum Sweet Lady. While he's on it.
Sweet Lady, but you definitely give her a little hum.
I like that.
I mean, why don't you let him hum that Darnell, that sweet little dee dee?
That's a bitch ass nigga anthem. That's why he came. I need some good vibes around here.
But and no shade, but I was listening to Hear Ye on Friday, and I heard Tan had a cramp in the background. Then it got posted to Instagram.
Social media.
So how many views you got off of that?
I don't even know.
Not more than we normally get.
And that wasn't.
we're not viral.
That was a real cramp too. That cramp almost took my ass out.
Hey, listen. I'm about to hit 30 in December, so I vibe with you on that.
And you know, everybody kept messaging me talking about you need to drink more water. Listen. I drink water.
Right.
I went to kickboxing class that night. Right before we recorded. And we was focusing on our right roundhouse and our left roundhouse.
Okay, roundhouse.
Oh, I roundhouse the shit out of a nigga. Okay. So, but I guess I didn't stretch enough. So that's why I got my cramp. But I don't even know if it went. I didn't even think about it, like, oh, it's gonna go viral.
I looked at it a couple times. First of all, I was laughing because Brittany was laughing so hard.
Your laugh is infectious.
Right. It really is.
She was laughing so hard. I was like,
okay, well, I hate to be the copycat, but let's do a little bit of this or that. It's Better This Way podcast. Let me ask you something.
EJ, TJ.
For clout, we're going to start over here, then we're going to go all the way around.
Okay.
EJ, for clout, would you rather...
I ain't sucking no dick.
Copy that.
Chill.
You don't want him?
Chill.
You don't want to follow
us? Chill, my guy.
Right.
I agree with EJ.
Okay. would you rather make out with Whoopi Goldberg?
Oh, hell.
Or.
That's a rough one.
Or date Wendy Williams.
Ooh. Like date her. I mean, I can date and break up with ass, right?
Right. But you gotta make out with Whoopi. On the View.
On the View. Yeah, I'm going with Wendy. Yeah, because I mean, I can be with her for a day and be like, I'm good.
Okay.
So you're going to take it back to like fifth grade, middle school. Like, no, not a, we go not, together, now I'm going to break up with you.
Yeah, he said date.
Or just a date.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
A date?
Yeah, I ain't got to. Yeah, we can go out, kick it. She'll spoil a nigga for 24 hours.
I'll be on my phone
hours.
The whole time.
She'll
spoil a nigga. She do got sugar mama vibes.
I will be
she
on does. The View getting them views. Yeah. You know how fast your pussy rate going to fly up? After you tongue Whoopi down? Live on Channel 6?
Yeah. Hey, you know how much pussy whipping it ate, man?
Ooh. Hey, we can eat it together.
Yeah, that is like what I like.
Whoopi is gay.
Me too. What a cool
thing. Whoopi out here bull dagging, man.
Hey, what?
Yeah, what? She be with Queen Latifah. She be with all the bulldoggers.
Whoopi was
sorry. Right. Anyway, moving on. Queen Latifah's girlfriend. TJ, this or that. Right. Would you rather put your whole relationship on Facebook or take nothing but a bunch of pictures of your daughter for the Instagram? Just nothing but it'll get her famous. You'll get some of the money, obviously. Or would you like the YouTube your whole relationship, good, bad, and different, 24/7?
That's a good question.
I YouTube the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do that one before I expose my daughter. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I respect it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like
okay.
That.
Well, Tan. Mm-hmm. What would you rather do?
I ain't sucking no dick.
Oh, you sucking some dick. You sucking some dick.
We need to talk about this.
Yeah, we got to talk about that.
Interview
I'm playing.
Show over. I walked into that one earlier, and I was
picture
confused.
That I'm tasting chocolate.
So, okay.
I am chocolate in the motherfucker.
Me too.
Tan, for clout, would you rather make out with Flavor Flav?
Oh, damn. You got to go.
Or
New York.
Or you have to, after Idris Elba, get out the gym for 6 hours, lick his underarm.
Flavor. Okay, flavor, wait. Man.
Which one? Are they both going to be recorded?
Both.
Give me the underarm.
Mm-hmm.
6 hours. What is that nigga in the triad?
Right. Yeah, give me Idris Elba with the underarm.
Unless you have a cramp after that.
Don't worry, okay. I'll help him with it.
Okay.
I am.
Right. Brittany, mm-hmm. This or that. Okay. Would you rather make out with Lizzo? What's her name?
Lizzo.
Mm-hmm. Or would you eat out Rihanna live on Instagram?
Oh, I'm out. Yeah, I'm with that one. Oh, yeah, nigga.
Give me Rihanna. Why you didn't give me that question?
Yeah. Shit.
I'm definitely going to eat Rihanna cat. I don't even know what I'm doing, but I'm going to figure it out.
I might work my way to the back on that one. I don't even know.
I'm going to get down there and be like, well.
Cake.
I love it. I love it when you eat it.
Okay.
Figure it out.
Miss April.
Yeah.
This or that. Would you rather have a sex tape?
Both.
Have a sex tape with your ex, or
we already have that.
Oh. Or have a sex tape with R. Kelly.
Oh, hell. She's
with my ex, and plus we already have it, so, yeah.
Okay.
You've been like five on the joint with R. Kelly.
No, not R. Kelly. I don't like to be peed on.
You're too old for R. Kelly.
So,
stop.
Yeah, I'm too old. Right, I'm too old for him.
Okay.
What's going on?
For clout, would you rather fight Charles Barkley or would you rather fight Shannon Sharp?
I'll beat Charles Barkley. Hip replacement ass the fuck up. Right on the TNT set.
Yeah, I ain't fucking with Shannon, bro. I'm good.
That's what I'm saying. Shannon on that 6 hour Idris Elba playing.
Yeah. Right.
Barkley's on the Krispy Kreme playing.
And a nigga smoked blacks and cognac.
That's what I'm saying.
And it still fit.
Skip. I told you, skip.
On the left.
You're not saying it correctly. You're not saying it, Mr.
Shannon.
Because it's okay. Working after smoking a blunt.
We needed this or that for Darnell.
Okay, well,
okay, so would you rather Beyonce spit in your mouth?
Ooh.
Or, okay. Or Jay-Z kick your ass?
To be honest, I'd rather take an ass whooping to get spit on.
Okay. Spit in your mouth, though.
Your mouth.
That's
still,
sexy.
Still.
Spit in my mouth.
I mean, even though it's from Beyonce, it's still a little. Yeah.
I heard Beyonce's breast stink anyway. So
I hope not.
I heard.
But you know what? It be them fine ones with the fucked up feature that you didn't even see coming.
Yeah.
Hey. I be like, hey, girl, how you doing?
I'm good. I got
that ain't nothing for a Tic Tac stand.
I promise.
I got a diss of that for everybody.
Okay.
Everybody, you know, since I'm the king and shit.
The original.
You know,
come on, King Lavender.
Yeah.
It's Lav.
Yeah, come on, Lav. Lav with two dimples in the competition.
Who did a better job at playing multiple characters? Eddie Murphy on Nutty Professor, Martin on Martin.
Martin. I'm gonna give it to Martin. Eddie Murphy.
I'm gonna have to go Martin.
Cause I feel like Martin had like Eddie was like Eddie as a woman, Eddie as an old man.
Yeah.
Martin, you forgot Shanae was a man.
Right.
But grandma wasn't the same. Mama wasn't the same.
Oh, yeah.
Uncle wasn't the same.
Oh, that's you made a good one for clout, fellas. For that Tyler Perry money, that $300 million, would you dress up in a dress?
Well, how much did you say?
$300 million.
No.
TJ, you scare me over there.
Nah, I'm not doing it. But that $300 million, I'd be mad as fuck. Yeah. Like fuck, man.
TJ, what'd you say?
I can't do it, man.
Damn, I'm taking one for the team.
You would do it?
You would do it?
Thank you for being honest. I feel like a lot of men would do it.
$300 million, bro.
How much for you to suck dick?
I'm not doing it.
I ain't sucking no dick.
We done with this dick talk.
Why are you asking me to do this?
I would take a shotgun to the back of the head before I suck somebody's dick.
What about dressing up as a woman?
Oh, no. I already said.
No, you ain't doing that? You ain't doing Madea?
So would you dress up as a woman to suck some dick?
Fuck.
Yeah, that's a good one.
No, you got one.
Wait, dress up as a woman or... I'm never woman, nigga. I will be in here in a two.
Okay, okay. Let's get to the next one because I'm about to bounce. when it comes to this whole clout conversation, I mean, with the celebrities, we see it. You know, the fake relationships, or even if they relationship good, they act like we in trouble or whatever. I mean, hypothetically, when it comes to your relationship and it being broadcasted. I mean, would you really put all your business out there for you know, clout, like your relationship, your whole family? Would you be willing to do that?
No niggas getting posted on my shit. Mm-mm. No, absolutely not. You can know anything else about me, but relationships, like, hell no. Nah.
I mean, what about you? You
get to know the beat. Yeah, I'm married. Okay. 3 years on Wednesday. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
Damn, that's a hell of a way to celebrate. Hey, baby, happy anniversary. I see you.
From Dallas.
that's a hell of an anniversary gift. Hey, baby, I got me a flight.
Alone.
Away from you.
we had some real life situations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then, what was the question? My bad, you threw me off.
Would you broadcast your whole relationship?
Oh, fuck no, fuck clout. Fuck no. I don't like niggas in my business. I ain't going live right now because I don't want niggas to know I'm in Dallas. Me going live right now tells niggas I'm from the hood. That tells niggas, oh, he ain't home. His wife and his daughter's there by themselves.
Right.
So, fuck no. I would never put my business in the street.
Gotcha,
man. Go through my Facebook. You don't see none of my business. All you see is shit from Out of Left Field podcast.
Man, I can't lie, man. When I heard you was coming, I really was expecting a beard. I was really expecting a feeling.
You thinking Beanie Siegel? Thought Beanie Siegel was finna show up?
Me and TJ talked about this. My dad was 62 when he died, and he had probably this much. We just not hairy people.
Well, that's cool. You got the Beanie Siegel, so it's there.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've been growing this since.
Speaking of, Beans is in town tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. At the
line. And they do transplants now, so niggas don't really need full beards. You can go buy one.
Yeah, you can go buy a beard.
Yeah, you can.
I wish I would. Hey, for clout, would you go get you a lace front?
Lace front beard?
Yes.
Fuck no.
Come on, man. Yeah. Okay, so you telling
me. No.
So if you telling me, let's say a barber come to you, hey, bro, I'll give you free haircuts for a year and $5,000.
Let me cut your
beard. And you got to get the beard on.
See, again, just because this is me, I don't brush my hair ever. I just give a fuck. I ain't got no brush in my bag that I bought with me. I don't give a fuck about my hair. So a nigga tell me some shit about a haircut. What? I don't give a fuck. I will not ever do anything to compromise myself for some shit that goes against what I believe.
For clout.
I don't believe in faking until you make it.
And you know what? And that brings me to my next point. With that being said, with the next generation being this willing to compromise on their morals, what that say about our future?
They don't have those morals. You got to be instilled with that stuff. You got to be brought up with that stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Just, the time changed so much,
down.
Man.
It's not passed down if your mom didn't have it, if her mom didn't have it. That stuff that's generational.
Yeah.
I mean, because you got people our age that... they'll do it. They compromise themselves all the time. So, I mean, so with the new generation seeing that coming from us, yeah.
Yeah, but it's going to go to the extreme level because I feel like you think I'm trying to be, like, extra, but I feel like when we old, there's going to be, like, a kill old niggas for clout type game. Or, yeah, so I really do. I feel that way.
Purge.
I'm not
the
trying to be.
It's going
to
become real life.
Well, I wouldn't.
Could see that. Yeah,
I mean, but people, I think it just all boils down to attention. Like, there's just so many people who are, like, so attention seeking. Yeah. Like, we had attention seekers before the internet.
I mean, yeah, but it
gets
multiplied.
You get 100 likes and 1,000 views for shit.
And then,
the whole thing, like you just said, attention seeking. You ain't getting enough attention from your mom, from your dad, or from whoever the fuck is raising you, or whoever the fuck your partner is, or you in a relationship.
Yeah.
So you go out to the internet and look for motherfuckers to say, you are cute. You are beautiful.
Right. To give you that validation.
And yeah. And you know what?
You know what's going to happen, though?
What?
It's going to become the new norm, though. Like,
no doubt.
We all hate it. But wait till we're 80 and our grandchildren, like, are in that. And they've been raised with that. That's going to be the culture.
Right. I mean, that's just
culture. It's going to be the norm.
Yeah.
That's why I said this shit about having the people on these TV shows that somebody's gay. So now my daughter is 6. So
right,
she's gonna,
she gonna see that,
and this is what she just gonna.
It's gonna be the norm.
She's gonna grow up thinking it's normalized, but that don't mean she's gonna be gay.
Not saying she.
No,
nah,
we're not
gay,
saying
I'm
that.
Just saying, they're exposing her to some shit. Like I said, they're putting this shit in Frozen. Frozen is Disney.
Turn the TV off.
But she ain't watching Power.
But she can only watch what you let her watch.
Yeah, turn down. Take the iPad.
That's not true.
But you know what? But I mean, let's put it all into context. Clout chasing. Hot girl summer music, gay culture.
It's that season.
You know, open racism. What is that sliding to the next generation?
I think kids now are becoming a lot more tolerant than maybe we or our parents were. Mm. And so I feel like once our parents are gone, we might have a better understanding of, like, mental health, of racism. Like, I'd rather somebody be openly racist than to be, like, quietly racist to me. And
that's
I don't mind my kids growing up and seeing, like, a man kiss or whatever, or even, like, public breastfeeding. Like, people gonna do that.
Yeah,
like
titties, so I don't even mind that.
I think we just got, like, especially with the kids in the gay thing. Like, I got a 5-year-old little girl. I'm not gonna block her from it because she's gonna have to grow up with it, but it just creates a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Like,
people,
you gotta,
like,
be ready for it.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay.
You gotta be willing to sit there and have that conversation.
Yeah, that combo. That's most important.
Some people ain't willing to sit there.
But
and have that conversation.
I'm willing though. My parents was willing.
Copy that.
Yeah.
Well, this is my last question. Then I'm a haul ass. and then April's gonna finish it out. Let me ask you a quick question. When it comes to World Star, do you think it started cloud culture or was already there?
WorldStar definitely kicked it off.
I think so too. Because WorldStar is like a whole thing. Like when somebody yells WorldStar, you already know
you got a duck.
Yeah, you already know it's about
to
be
something.
It's about
pull
to be some shit.
Out something.
It definitely started.
Yeah, like it created its own term. So I would definitely have to say if it didn't start it, it was damn sure right up there with
it
whatever
started.
Okay. Okay.
What would
you, like, I remember back in the Gap, you used to get your ass whooping and quiet. And the only person who knew whooped your ass was whoever was there or whoever did it.
Oh, right. Nah, whoever they told.
Nah. Yeah,
now
true.
It's all everywhere.
Now it's everywhere. What would be worse? Getting your business put out on, like, all your information, like who you dating, all that, or getting beat the fuck up in public, and it's gonna be, and it can't never get scrubbed from the internet. Which one would you take?
I'd rather take that. I'd rather get my business out like that. You can't come back from my ass whooping.
Nah, you can come back from an ass whooping. Because
I feel like everybody gonna try you. Like,
yeah, I'm saying yeah. Like, bitch, you can't fight. So just imagine you like you made it, you famous, you know, you doing an interview. They're gonna be like, let's look at screen one when you had got your ass whooped.
That's what I'm saying. Anybody gonna take you serious?
But stuff on the internet, we talking about all this viral stuff. It only lasts for so long
until the next thing.
Okay, right. Well,
yeah, it cycles out so quick.
The problem is,
so if you get your ass beat, they're only gonna talk about it for how long, and then it's gonna be somebody else.
But I could just say like, oh, that's a lie. Like my business, if you just saying stuff, but if you actually got a video of me getting my ass whooped.
Then they start
I can't lie about that.
In, zooming in.
That's what I'm saying. At this
they got
point,
you on the basketball
right.
court. They didn't mean you.
Man, I would love to see a meme with you saying, ah.
Man, that cramp was real.
Man, but.
It was real.
For real.
It's not too late.
Well.
Matter of fact, I think we,
wow.
What
are you finna do?
Make sure we got somewhere to go.
Oh. I thought you were going to play the clip.
I thought you were
going to
say,
no. Come on, man. No. Okay.
All right, my bad.
Hey, man.
We triggered.
Hey,
we got 10 minutes. You want to end it out?
I mean, you can finish it because I'm about to dash. Hey, man, it's your boy Darnell on everything, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and Snapchat. Hit April and me up at talkinggreasy at gmail.com because it ain't easy talking greasy, but the episode ain't over yet.
Already.
See you in a few.
We'll see you in a little bit.
Uh-oh. Are we pausing?
No, we ain't got to pause. Keep this shit going,
Dennis,
girl.
Pause. Okay, we not pausing. This is April. April's been drinking. So,
come on. Oh, it like literally do
you
not.
You drinking too? Yeah. Like,
what?
Everybody drunk.
Yeah. Right, everybody drunk.
It don't take
everybody
you much to get drunk, though. You just all look at you.
Okay, so what I want to do, though, I want to kind of talk to Hype. Because, I mean, he's our guest. He's from Philly. Shoulders down.
Right.
So let's get to know him. Let's figure out what you about. What's OLF about? What's going on with y'all?
All right. OLF started because, shout out to Boar, Hayes.
Yeah, Hayes. Brickwell. We miss you.
Brickwell.
I'm saying,
Bobby. I follow Bobby. He be talking shit on my DMs.
That's at Bobby Boucher 5.
He be talking shit in my DMs.
He funny as shit. He called me this morning. But yeah, I mean, we started the podcast because me and Boris brothers. So me and Boris been arguing since 87 when I was born. he used to sit me in the middle of the ring, of the wrestling ring, playing with his wrestling men and get mad that I wanted to play when I was one. So me and him been going at it since then. We just decided to put the computer on the table and hit record. Yeah. The world on the shit. Because we've been arguing about this same shit since forever. Me and him, same mom, same dad, grew up in the same house, and don't look at shit the same way.
Mm.
So that makes for good convo. Hashtag all left convo.
Yes, look at him. You good at branding.
No doubt. Hashtag shoulders down.
Yeah, so what I've been seeing a lot is y'all say you new listeners every day, new listeners for every city.
Every day,
so, right, what's the goals with OLF?
Volt TV, YouTube TV, Spotify TV. The fuck got a check is what the goal is.
Okay.
That's why I jumped my ass on the plane and came down here to talk greasy with y'all.
Yeah.
Me and TJ been talking for 2 years.
Wow. Okay.
And that was all, like I told him, I Googled podcasts on Twitter. I seen two niggas in the picture. I said, okay, I'm fucking with them. TJ put me in the group. Okay. We fucking with them. Talking greasy, y'all in here. We fucking with y'all. 2BBC, fucking with y'all. Here ye, I seen y'all on the flyer. We fucking with y'all. I'll be in your DMs on your asses after I get caught up on a few episodes.
That's fine. We talk a lot of shit.
Yeah, baby. That's what I'm saying. Like, I do that, though, because, like, one, I want you to really know, like, I ain't just bullshitting you. Oh, yeah, listen. And I can't tell you shit that happened in the show.
Yeah.
That's why I came to him. When he called, I threw some shit at him from 6 months ago that he said in the show.
Nigga brought up the K-Swisses, bro.
Oh, yeah. Nigga threw that flag on his ass. So it was funny. Lucky I forgot to bring me a flag.
Say, one thing I do know, he listens. Like, he listens to the episodes. He actually listens to and watches them. Because he'll, right, you tell me, you be like, oh, I watch. Like you said, he's like, I saw the 2BBC episode, April.
I mean, no
I was
wrong.
Like, wait a minute.
Nothing wrong with what you said. You know, my kind of girl.
So you actually support, which I love, because you support everybody.
I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. Like, me and TJ was talking about this because we had a long conversation on the way down here. And I'm like, if I ride in first class and you ain't never been to the airport, I can't explain to you how this is to sit in this seat. If I got a cup full of liquor and you don't have a cup, I can't explain to you how good this shit is. But if we both pour some of this shit out and we both drinking from it, then we could talk to each other. So
you can give me like a first class seat though?
No, if I can get one, then you can get one.
But you ain't gonna let them have yours.
Nah, I ain't getting mine.
You ain't giving
me. I get you
seat.
On the plane.
We try.
But right. We always say, like, we get so much love from Texas. So shout out to Texas. Mm-hmm. Why the fuck I wanted to come down here.
Got you.
We get so much love out of Texas. The city, like, our city is just, it is what it is. Like, niggas just don't show love in the city. But you
really?
Know, they jump on shit once you get to be me.
Philly, I thought Philly was a city of love.
Yeah, that's just, right. That's just a nickname. The shoulders are definitely down with them.
Oh, hell.
But yeah, that's why I wanted to come to touch base with y'all. Like I said, me and you got your phone number now. We talking.
Yeah.
Me and TJ, we talking. Me and EJ, we talking. Whenever EJ actually checks his DMs. Oh no, I'm on his ass later.
But yeah, I told him like, never mind.
He always on.
No, go ahead.
He always on the stories though. He always on the stories.
He do.
That's not necessarily true.
Why you? But yeah, man.
You got it.
Say, hold on, man. How y'all gonna ask a brother to bring you into my world and you just clowning me like that?
No, we're not clowning you.
This is support. Yeah. This is what support looks like.
This is a safe zone.
This is a safe place.
We're trying to make sure we're in harmony together.
We're trying to build the humming ecosystem.
Yeah. Let's bring humming back.
Let's go.
Right. Bring humming back. I got a question. So, do y'all have any questions for Heim and for OLF and for, you know, that's out there in Philly? Because I know this is a super episode, if y'all don't know. So, because we got Hear Ye Here, we got It's Better This Way, we got OLF, we got Talking Greasy. I wanted to have a super episode so we can all have a chance to get here and to talk to everybody. So, y'all got some questions for OLF, for Heim, for anything?
How long y'all been podcasting?
Okay. Yeah, my wedding anniversary, actually.
Hold on. Did you start podcasting on a wedding anniversary?
Oh, no.
Hey, we just got married, but I'm finna go to the studio.
I'm finna go to the studio.
I mean, hey, listen. Life is expensive.
Facts.
That is true.
But
facts.
Yeah, July 17th, 2017. That's why board name is at OLF Podcast 717 on Instagram. It's because that was the day that we started. We
that
got
makes
on the
sense.
Radio station the first week of football that season. So that's WTNUPhilly.com. So let's just say it was like September 1st we got on the radio station. Mm-hmm. That
so
year.
It's almost a year.
Yeah. No, almost two years.
Oh, 2 years. Okay.
2 years. That's It'll be 2 years we've been doing the podcast Wednesday. But 2 years on the radio station in September. But yeah, like we got a lot of shit going on. The shirt, this is Asphalt Monarchs on the gram. It's my brother clothing line.
Oh, okay.
The lady shit coming soon. That's why I ain't bring y'all nothing this weekend. The lady shit ain't in yet.
I was wondering why we ain't no gifts either.
No.
Yeah, I mean,
we got these nice armbands, but we ain't got no shirt.
No, that's, I mean.
I can't walk in
late. That shit's coming.
The lady shit wasn't there. The lady shit ain't done yet.
It's coming.
But y'all hit Bora at OLF Podcast 717 on the gram and tell y'all what the lady shit in.
I will.
But,
so, man, you got, like you said, you got big things popping, right? So, y'all just got on iHeart, man, and I feel like that's big, you know. And I told you that. So like, what's next, man?
Spotify, them niggas is elusive,
man.
Apple Podcasts.
What you trying to get like a deal like with Joe Budden, like a Joe Budden deal?
I mean, that's always the goal. Check is always the goal.
Yeah,
you gonna lose money on this shit for the first little couple years, and you know that already. You're going to have to pay for studio time. You're going to have to pay for mics. You're going to have to pay for the YouTube. You're going to have to pay for all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know that already. So eventually your goal got to be to make some money off this shit.
Exactly.
And to make some mortgage paying money off this.
Oh, that's what the fuck I need. All day. I feel you. Okay. So y'all trying to get basically... Like, so I hate comparing people to this, but you know what, the Sosa Mero, you know, like, you know, how they got one from Vice and now they on Showtime. So is that the goal with everybody with podcasting is try to get on TV?
I mean,
trying to get syndicated?
I feel like the goal is always a check, man. Me and T, we enjoy what we do, you know, but nigga want to get paid.
Yeah.
No doubt.
That's I say that all the time. I post it all the time. I'm like, we're not getting paid for this. Mm-hmm. Like, we do this off of straight love.
That's
so.
What I'm saying. The shit is fun, but it's also a lot more fun. Mm-hmm. You can get some money from this shit. That's why I said I don't want to just say any one specific situation.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the shit from anywhere. Like, it's a lot of different avenues to get the shit. Like I said, it can be a fucking Spotify TV or iHeart TV for all the fuck you know. You just don't even know it's about to come out. Mm-hmm. We might be the ones that make your own fucking app. Whatever. Anything that gets a check, I'm for.
I got you. I feel you. TJ, you got something for him? That's your homie, though. Y'all been talking.
Yeah, we've been. Hey, we chopped it up at Mr. James for about 2 hours.
Yeah, I missed that. Breakfast. I'm sorry, y'all. I was supposed to come to Mr. James. I was running errands.
No, I didn't see the hill.
Yeah. Oh, I guess they live here. Yeah. Okay,
I ain't getting no invite. I was with your ass. I ain't getting no invite.
This guy.
I mean, I was there. I was there. Matter of fact, I was there before you left.
I'm so confused. What is? Well, I don't
know.
I was there before you left.
I don't know.
There before you left.
So you was at Mr. James.
No, I wasn't. I was talking about before he left to went to Mr. James.
He didn't get the invite to Mr. James.
I picked up Mike from the airport.
Yeah, I know. I heard you say that.
He didn't.
It's okay.
Y'all
want
to talk about it?
Three of us, right. We're going to go.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to go to Mr. James.
We're going to rock out all day together.
Okay. Yeah. I'm finna go to this burger spot.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you going to actually eat, though? Do men not want to eat in front of women?
The fuck? What type of question is that?
I posted that the other day.
But like
that.
Shoulders the fuck up. I always say
women don't want to eat in front of men. Like, oh, I'm nigga.
I'm eating right. First of all, you can tell I ain't missed no meal. So why am I going to be scared to eat in front of a man?
Y'all do be fronting, though.
No.
Y'all order the Alfredo and then one. The toilet with the spoon.
Yeah, it won't do shit.
Well, first of all, that's how you supposed to eat Alfredo. Yes, you do.
You want to eat your oodles and noodles like that.
You twirl it and then you cut it so you use the noodles.
Nigga, still out to this day, they eating oodles and noodles.
I ain't eating noodles.
Are you one? Because you're passionate about that.
Well, I was just being funny. It's a meme. Go with
that. Oh, my gosh.
Your
okay.
asses ain't twirling with no spoons.
I am twirling with the spoon. I'm classy but assy.
Ooh,
classy but assy. So the ass, like.
Which one you got more of?
Yeah, like, okay.
Good question.
You giving up the ass?
Wait,
more
what?
The class?
See, you still listening. You like
he been trying
shit.
It all day. He been
you
trying
to say shit and walk away from it like he just didn't say the shit.
Yeah.
And you know it's some. All right. He asked who likes sucking dick? Like, right. Where did that come from?
So right.
It's always something a man would like to know.
Let's touch on
that. Yeah, that's like put that shit.
Because Darnell don't like Darnell. I'm the freaky one in a co-host, huh?
Darnell don't like eating pussy.
No, he don't like that I talk crazy. I think talk about sex and shit.
He's not here right now.
I know.
Yeah,
so like,
fuck.
Roll that tape. Not here.
The nigga will hear it.
He go crazy.
Nigga will hear it.
Hey Darnell.
Like, fuck me then, huh?
So EJ brought up a question before we started recording. He was like, do women like sucking dick? And
I like y'all. Did I say y'all are women?
Well, y'all women. Because y'all were with this particular person who said they had never done it.
Wait, huh? They still make those?
Exactly. Right, and she's older. She's in her 30s. She's lying, one, if she's never sucked dick. Two,
raised around because...
I'm just saying, like, I don't. If we talking about sucking dick, like, first of all, if you're in your 30s, you suck dick.
Yeah,
you
at least once.
You licked it or something.
Right? Because it's like, what you say to you?
Oh, hold on, nigga didn't talk. Say women, because I ain't suck no dick.
Okay,
so I'm in my 30s.
Women.
Thank you.
Because what you say to you was like, you can't. How do you know you don't like it if you ain't done it?
Yeah, you can't know you don't like something if you ain't tried it.
Yeah.
Some stuff, you know. So, I mean, I don't have to eat pussy to know I don't really like it.
I mean, but then you
I don't know, because I was like that in the beginning, but now, you know, I'm in that thing.
I'm happy to hear you grew up.
Some stuff I don't have to try to know I don't like.
Yeah, but that's something different.
Look at it and go, no, I'm good.
You good?
No, but that's something different.
You good? Okay.
But that's something different compared to, like, actual sex. For you to be like, I don't like sucking dick versus I've never done it. Like, that's two different things.
Oh, no, a girl can't tell me that.
Let's just say I'm not interested.
Yeah.
I'm not interested?
I'm not interested
in the relationship
anymore.
I'm not interested in the relationship.
This is over.
Hey, y'all don't, that's really a deal breaker. Like, you not sucking my dick?
I mean, there's so many other hoes you can enjoy.
What? Nigga, you said hoes.
But
what you say?
Hoes to enjoy.
Yeah. Oh. H-O-L-E-S.
And then what if my personality's bomb?
Head is not that big of a deal to me.
Yeah.
But I want you to do it, though.
But do you want me to do it or do you want me to like doing it? Because I can do it and be like, oh.
I want you to enjoy that motherfucker.
I want you to love it.
Love that
shit. I want you to be begging me for this shit more than I'm asking.
I want to turn down some head. But like, man, you just did that shit yesterday. Come on.
Have you ever turned down head?
I'm with my man E.
Okay, it is. See, I'm be telling him. I'm with the nigga to say no.
My jaw hurt. Yo, I got lockjaw one day. Shit.
You gotta use your hand.
I got lockjaw. I was like, man, we gotta take a break. I was like, 20 second timeout. Like, hold on. Like, fuck. I was like, my shit. Wow.
Hey. Darnell, I had nothing to do with this.
You thought you was Buffy or one of them.
No, listen. I don't give hair long enough now to get lockjaw. Like,
hold on. So, hold on. So, what's
a limit on your
I'm gonna make you nut.
You gonna make me nut?
I mean, that's cool.
No, it ain't no time limit, but there's gonna reach a point where I'm like,
All right, I'm done. As long as you don't give me that lazy ass.
Oh no, that's childish.
You got juice in the refrigerator.
Right, that's why you keep a bottle of water at the nightstand.
That part.
You're a pro with her, girl. So you got dick water. A bottle of dick water by the bed.
Oh, you know what? I'm a brand that. Thank you, EJ. Because I know you were trying to be an asshole, but I'm a brand that.
No, I'm saying it's not water from
nobody's
the dick.
Nobody's demanding you for having a little dick water by
the
bed.
No, it's just like you just prepared. I like that.
Exactly.
But then, what if she got dick water and then you drink from it?
I ain't drinking no dick water.
Get my shit out the fridge. First of all, if you kiss me after I suck your dick, you doing the same thing.
Bro, I was just about to ask you that, bro.
Do you kiss a girl after she sucks your dick?
Try to kiss you, like,
bro, like, that's...
What's wrong with that?
Wait, hold on.
Wait, are you serious? Like, man, you crazy, dog.
So I can't kiss you after I suck your dick?
Nigga, if you're not my woman.
No,
don't do that.
I don't want to suck my dick. That's like I'm gonna kiss you after you eat my pussy.
That part, I'm gonna be like, come here, babe.
First of all, who say we kissing in the first place?
That's where I was about to go. I don't know. I'm kissing you.
How do you want your dick sucked but you don't want to kiss somebody?
I didn't make the rules.
I really like you.
You're my woman if we're kissing.
I kiss every nigga I fuck.
Wait, so you mean you're niggas around here having sex and not kissing?
If I want to kiss you, I'm gonna kiss you.
How the fuck you gonna tell me I'm gonna kiss you?
Really?
Nigga,
your dick's in my mouth. You better kiss me.
Right.
No, you had
y'all niggas is wild.
First of all, no, I ain't gonna go there. I was gonna say something. Too BBC crazy.
Go ahead.
No, I'm gonna say I like to taste my juices off your lips.
That's what I'm saying.
I like to kiss after you eat me.
That
Suck that shit off my fingers.
Same thing.
Yeah. So I'm gonna kiss you. I'm gonna lick it off you.
You're not kissing me.
You're not gonna have a choice.
You're not kissing me. And what I hate.
You're not going to have a choice.
Because I might, you know, when we, you know, all into it and stuff, you know, I might, you know, do a little kissing during a moment. But you don't try to kiss me after we're done. Because no, that's not happening.
I'm going to chase you to the house.
You're not fucking kissing me.
You come here. Get this kiss.
No, man, me too.
You have left on my lips. I'm
we got the me too.
Me too.
I'm
going
to throw that bottle of dick water at your ass.
Okay, so how do you stop somebody from kissing you then? Because that's awkward.
Nigga, no.
Whoa, chill.
Yeah. Really?
Wow.
You just
really
up. Damn, no, I'm out.
Nah,
y'all really do that?
My favorite one is...
I just said I ain't got five bitches out here.
Hey, nah, you don't
talking about
bro.
They kiss
Look,
me.
Trying to kiss you.
He ain't had five girls. Listen, y'all. So Hunt said he hasn't had five girls that he's kissed in this world.
They can see they kiss me.
Huh? Five my in your whole life.
My whole life. Huh? Five.
Damn.
You know you get less STDs from kissing, right?
I'm not already kissing these bitches. I don't know where you've been.
What?
You've been doing.
See,
but she's sucking your dick.
That.
That's perfect.
She doesn't know where your dick's been, but she's sucking it.
She made that choice, okay? Wow. I made the choice not to kiss her.
I'm with you, bro.
It's a choice.
You came in here willingly to suck this dick. I came in here willingly telling you, chill. No.
Right. I didn't, like, how you going to, I didn't We're force grown. You to
We're
suck my dick, you know? But so how you going to force me to kiss you?
So y'all knee on this shit.
That don't make sense.
I'm not even going to force you. You're going to want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm going to want to do it?
Yeah.
So you're going to, you sucking dick that good, I'm going
to
kiss you.
I'm about to say, I don't know what kind of tricks and trades y'all got down here in Texas.
Yes.
But
So now you just forcing a nigga to eat. So I'm kissing. I'm sucking some titties. I love titties. I'm sucking some titties. I mean, if I want to eat your pussy, I'm not doing it.
Okay, well, I'm not sucking. But do you want her to suck your dick?
Yes.
Yeah.
But you're not going to eat her pussy.
I didn't say that.
What the night's like. It's an option.
Do y'all realize that nothing y'all are saying sounds like it is, like, satisfying?
What do you mean?
It sounds selfish.
It sounds extremely selfish.
Suck my dick.
No, it sounds like we expressing our options.
And we telling you the truth.
But, like, that's all it is. Because if you say, no, I don't want you to do that, then we
that's
can't
what it
do
is.
It. Yeah. That's
but,
how we saying.
But we're obligated to give head.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not.
No, it's a choice.
What you said was.
Yes, you're obligated. Yes.
See, look.
Yes.
You're obligated.
I have no problem admitting, yes, I have a double standard.
But you're not going to eat her pussy if you don't want to.
But the relationship won't work after
that. Okay. But we're almost forced to
Like,
no, you're not forced.
You say you're not forced, just, but then you're saying things like, "Nah, you guys, she gotta suck my dick. I prefer right, she
but
suck,
but I ain't gonna hit her pussy.
You don't
like,
have to, but if you say you're, we prefer fine, you okay. to.
But do yeah. you realize
I'm glad
we,
you told me that?
And we prefer you to eat this pussy.
Exactly. That's all
I love sucking dick. I love sucking dick, but I'm not getting anything from sucking your dick.
Wait, what you saying?
I love sucking dick, but I'm not coming from. You came from sucking dick.
I mean,
I didn't need a few in my time.
I mean,
you came from sucking dick. You personally came.
Yeah.
But what were you doing?
Yeah.
Okay. You came from sucking dick.
Was this the summertime? Or
yes. Not touching myself.
You came.
Yeah.
Oh, did he say Billy Rocket?
No, I heard that a few times.
That's not Billy Rocket. I don't
when you
know.
Enjoy something, you, ever, you really enjoy
what?
It.
Did you ever nut from sucking dick?
Oh, me nut from. I get wet. Yeah.
No,
not nut. I get wet though. Like my goal is to make you nut. That's the whole point.
Exactly.
Yes, it is.
I'm trying to make you nut.
But I don't exactly. like.
So yeah. you came.
Yes.
You mesmerized me. You never heard that?
I've
before?
Never heard that before.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard because like
that
with
means she had the passion in her.
Like
eyes.
With lesbians.
That means
like,
I was there with a tear.
Did
like
you love him. You loved him.
Yes.
Okay. That counts for a lot.
A lot of feelings and emotions.
But I'm not sucking dick. The niggas I don't love.
Oh, really? So you
that's
loving
good.
Niggas out here.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's how I feel about
I'm
pissing.
A relationship girl, so.
That's what I'm saying. That's how I feel about
that's
pissing.
That's my problem.
Like,
I'm just
really
sucking dick.
Cool.
That's yeah.
I'm
yeah.
Yeah. For real, for real.
The thing is, I'd rather suck your dick than fuck you.
That's crazy.
Like, to me, fuck you is personal.
Me too. Like, no. I'm the same way.
You got some friends like that?
I'm the same way, because I know I can make you come from sucking dick. Because
yes, I only came yes. maybe once or twice of somebody sucking my dick.
Oh, my, man,
oh that's why you ain't the right girl.
Get you some okay.
You ain't the right girl.
Yeah, that's
I mean, it take a while for me to come anyway, but I'm saying, but like...
I'm right here waiting on it, just like she is.
Planned this evening.
Right. I planned this out. I'm chilling.
See, I like that. I like when a dude's lays back and I'm just looking in his eyes and then he can see my lips and everything.
And then leave him on and then block his ass after.
Yeah.
In
the words of me,
sucking
and looking his eyes.
I'm gonna get your favorite drink, your favorite juice afterwards, whatever. I'm very nurturing when it comes to it.
But everybody don't deserve
you write
that.
A book.
I'm saying like this.
Everybody don't deserve that.
Some niggas, you just gotta throw the towel in.
Okay. All right, nigga.
So, right, I go get the warm,
lay back down.
See, this is one of them things where the ladies always say niggas don't be knowing what they want. Now, this is three niggas sitting here telling y'all, though, this is what I want and this is what I don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all fighting us on it the whole
time. We're not fighting you on it. But the thing is, what your needs are so, like, so many people go into sex one-sided. Do you not care about my pleasure, my satisfaction?
Exactly. That's the
like,
problem.
When I'm sucking your dick, I want you to come.
Right. So why you don't want to make me come?
Yes.
Yeah, we
if
can
I
fuck.
Y'all be really thinking that y'all penetration just be A1. A lot of y'all be offbeat. A lot of y'all be missing.
I know I be giving some lazy dick sometimes.
Everybody slow down.
I mean, a nigga don't feel it all the time, you know?
You ain't giving your best dick.
Yeah, like, I know I didn't gave some lazy dick, you know? I have.
I didn't gave some lazy head. I didn't gave some lazy riding.
Everybody can't.
Everybody can't get
great A.
But niggas gonna come regardless.
Yeah,
the head could be terrible, and you probably still gonna come.
Nope.
I mean,
because a nigga would tell you. You good?
Yeah,
like, real talk. Like, okay, hell yeah.
I've definitely said that.
Grazing, what's grazing?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Am I going to go home?
Oh, the teeth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I got you.
Because at that point, it's like, oh, yo.
But 99.9% of the time, you're gonna come.
That's not 99.
You're talking about
again,
majority of the time that you have sex, you're coming.
Yeah.
There's a lot of women who are not coming.
And sex ends when you come.
I didn't fuck the free women back in the day. And I haven't came. Like, I just stopped, you know? I don't feel it.
I'm whiskey. Yeah.
But usually...
You ever fake it, E?
Yeah, we talked about this other day. Yeah.
Nigga, I faked it before, too.
Really?
Yeah.
So y'all can't get mad for us faking it. I know. I'm good at the two-pump, you know, I'm good at that one.
I'm not faking it. No, you get these niggas up. Boost the confidence. You fake it.
Bro, so why you don't want, like, you feed that nigga ego?
No, I'm not feeding your ego. I'm not feeding your ego. Like, this ain't it. This ain't it. Like, do something else. This ain't it. No.
I don't want Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Cause I need you to make sure.
No, I don't want Raising Cane's.
Oh, you on that vegan shit, huh?
What do you say?
What do you say?
Oh no.
Don't feed my ego. Feed mine. All
right, y'all. So, of course, I brought the nasty, of course, because Darnell's not here.
You don't have to stroke the mic.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood. But anyway, so we got an event to go to. This is going to air after the event, obviously, but our Talking Greasy is Better This Way OLF Hear Ye meetup. Mm-hmm. We're about to be at. We're about to turn up. We're going to have a good time. I thank you for coming, Hype. Philly, all the way from Philly, yo.
Texas.
Okay, before we leave, real life story. So, we had posted the flyer, and you hit me up, and he was just like, how I get part of this? Like, how can I be a part of this? Like, I'm coming. It don't matter. Like, I fuck with y'all. I'm coming.
He wasn't lying.
He was like, I'm coming. Like, I'm
credit card bill
see,
first.
That's what we like. I'm a man of his word.
Exactly. And I was like, what? I was on your episode. I did a call in and I listened to y'all. He listens to us. Freaky Foot, right. Freaky Foot Hayes, right. What we talking about?
That was hilarious.
So, thank you for coming. I appreciate it. Before we leave, everybody give social media and all that good stuff. We're gonna start with you, EJ, Mr. Laugh. Oh, sorry, just Laugh. Just Laugh with the two dimples.
Hey, Laugh.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
All right.
He threw the quiet storm.
My name is
EJ, and I'm a Gemini.
I like long walks on the park.
It's like this. My name is EJ. I am a Gemini. I love lavender, and I like long walks at Keys Park.
Shit, at what time?
Fast walks. Shit.
Give your social media, nigga. Give your social media. Shit. What's your social media?
God damn, what time?
You need to be there right now.
I am, I'm trying.
How can they find you?
All right, so first off, y'all listen to It's Better This Way podcast. You can follow us on IG at IBTW Podcast. And my social media, I'm only on IG at EJ Is Back. That's EJIZ Back.
You can reach me at Freeway TJ on Instagram and Twitter.
Hey, okay.
And you can reach me. This is Tana at Tana Taught You. That's TANNAH Taught You on Instagram and Twitter.
And y'all can find me on IG at @Who_That_Breezy, BREEZY, and Hear You Podcast on everything.
Meaning the hour.
Yeah, I'm Hype at OLF Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Listen Notes, iHeartRadio, all of that is at OLF Podcast. And YouTube is Out of Left Field Podcast. Yeah. YouTube and SoundCloud is Out of Left Field Podcast. That's me and your DMs on Instagram and Twitter.
And shout out to the rest of the OLF cast podcast. Sorry y'all couldn't be here, but we having a good time. And this is April Dean. Asphalt Monarchs. Even though they don't got the ladyship. But this is April Danielle with Talking Greasy, APRYLDANYELLE on all my social media, and then of course Darnell Does It on all social media, and then of course Talking Greasy. I thank all y'all for coming for this super episode. We finna go turn up and get lit because it ain't easy talking greasy.
Thank you.